poems and short stories with Jean, keeping you connected.
Good morning, everybody. Isn't it lovely to see a drop of rain? Trouble is, I find it never knows when to stop once it's started. Now, I've a very large notebook which someone bought for me once, and in it I jot down something that has caught my interest, a poem, perhaps, or a saying, or a quotation. There's even a favourite hymn in there somewhere. And looking through it recently, I found that, be it inadvertently perhaps, I've gathered a lot of mother and children poems and saying, so I'd like to share a little selection of them with you today. My first poem is by Sylvia Plath, that much mentally tormented and sad poet and author who died quite young. And it's called Morning Song, and it describes the feelings of a mother who has just given birth. Morning Song by Sylvia Plath. Love set you going like a fat gold watch. The midwife slapped your footsoles, and your bawled cry took its place amongst the elements. Our voices echo, magnifying your arrival. New statue in a drafty museum. Your nakedness shadows our safety. We stand round blankly as walls. I am no more your mother than the cloud that distills a mirror to reflect its own slow effacement at the wind's hand. All night, your moth breath flickers among the flat pink roses. I wake to listen. A far sea moves in my ear. One cry, and I stumble from bed, cow-heavy and floral in my Victorian nightgown. Your mouth opens clean as a cat's. The window square whitens and swallows its dull stars. And now you try your handful of notes. The clear vowels rise like balloons. I think anyone who's given birth will sympathise with that. And my second poem is also a mother who has just given birth and looks with amazement at this little creature that's just arrived. And it's by Jehan Markham. And it's on the same theme, and it's called Life on Earth. Glistening violet grey, you lie folded down like a hot stone on the pillow. A metallic fragrance is on your skin. I breathe you in. You smell of the darkness within, the inner chambers where you grew, soft bones hardening day by day, wrapped in satiny membranes and fed with strings of blood. You have come through time, bringing traces of early man on your flattened face. You remind me of things that grow under leaves in the forest, dense organic matter, fattening without light. I was in a sea cave, feeling the suck and bite of pain arching out into the night. I thought I was drowning, but I caught the tail of your comet in flight, and we fell to earth, through a galaxy of eyes and hands, into the golden light of the bedroom. Hardly have the seconds ticked upon you, and you are all transforming from stone to flesh. You grow exquisite in one breath. The midwife weighs you in a tiny sling. Roses stand in the jug and sing. Your ancient eyes look calmly at the rest. Already we are putting your crab-shaped arms into a white-sleeved vest. So evocative, so very evocative. My third poem is about a mother, but this is about a mother in old age, and she's being addressed by her daughter, who was once her baby. It's called A Massage for My Mother, which I think you could also say is a message for my mother. So here is A Massage for My Mother by Bridget Avison. I stroke your skin, so soft and tissue fine. How strangely unfamiliar to me, your body which when young enveloped mine. My fingers trace each yielding smooth decline, touched by your trust and vulnerability. I stroke your skin, so soft and tissue fine. For years against you, I myself defined, resisting as a pebble might the sea, your body which when young enveloped mine. But now I recognize just how benign your influence has been to help me be. I stroke your skin, so soft and tissue fine. Be gentle as you struggle to resign yourself to age, and use it tenderly, your body which when young enveloped mine. One cord was cut, but strong bonds now twine around our separate selves. Attached, yet free, I stroke your skin, so soft and tissue fine, your body which when young enveloped mine. I find that very moving. Right, what do we have next? I think it's time to lighten the muse a bit, don't you? Been a bit somber this morning, haven't we? And I've lost my page. I've lost my page. Hang on, bear with me. My next poem always cheers me up. I know you've heard it before, but I always think it's, you know, it's so funny, and I can so sort of see myself in this woman. It is, of course, as you might have guessed, by Jenny Joseph, and it's "Warning, when I am an old woman, I shall wear purple." I haven't quite reached that point yet, but I'm well on my way. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple, with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me, and shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals, and say, we've got no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired, and gobble up samples in shops, and press alarm bells, and run my stick along the public railings, and make up for all the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain, I've done that, and pick the flowers in other people's gardens, and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat, and eat 3 pounds of sausages as you go, or only bread and pickle for a week, and hoard pencils and pens and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me will not be too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple. Beware, Tim. You've got this coming. You don't know this other me that's coming, do you? He's laughing, I think. Yes, he's laughing. Finally, this is something I wrote down. I haven't got a clue where it came from. It's got no author. And all I've got down that is called Now. But I think it's very pertinent. So here's something by somebody that's called Now. Now is the most precious thing in the world. It only exists for an instant. It's here, then it's gone. So cherish it, love it. Use it to make someone smile. Use it to tell someone you love them. Discover great things. Laugh at daft things. Take it in your hands and stretch it. Put it through its paces. Make it earn its keep. Fill it to the brim with your favourite things. Squeeze every drop of enjoyment out of it. Whatever you do, make the most of it. Well, I don't know who wrote it, but I'd like to say to them, thank you very much. I think that's very inspiring. And that's all I've got for you today. But I hope I'll be back with you soon. Bye for now.